Pilate saw the mob with our Lord in the midst of them, returning from Herod and approaching his palace. Pilate found it difficult to wash his hands of this man called Jesus. He was obliged to bring an end to this case before the people. So Pilate returned to the primary charges that he had been perverting the people and proclaimed in Luke chapter 23 in verse 14, "You have brought this man unto me as one that subverts the people. I have examined him before you, right before you, and found no fault in this man touching the things whereof you accuse him. No, not even Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him." Apparently both judges was convinced that regardless of the report that he was an insurrectionist, the prisoner was innocent. For a second time, Pilate declared that Jesus was innocent. Pilate, knowing that the Jews had delivered Christ out of envy, sought another escape from condemning him. The Sanhedrin actually supplied the excuse by reminding him that it was the custom at the Passover to release a prisoner. There was already one in prison facing execution, a notable prisoner named Barabbas. This man was a leader of the Jewish insurrectionists against the Romans. For both murder and insurrection committed while leading a revolution against Rome, he had been put in jail. Pilate was clever. He presented a prisoner who was guilty of exactly the same charge they brought against Christ. In a few minutes, two men stood before the multitude. Pilate sat on a raised platform surrounding the imperial guards, Barabbas on one side, Jesus on the other side. Here was two men accused of sedition. Barabbas had appealed to the nation's grievances. Jesus had appealed to the nation's conscience. The trumpets sounded. Order was restored. Pilate stepped forward and addressed the mob. "Whom shall I release, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" The question of Pilate had all the air of democracy and free election. Let's consider his question. First, the people to whom it was addressed. The people themselves were not inclined to put our Lord to death, but the chief priests stirred up the people and persuaded the multitude to ask for Barabbas. When a democracy loses its moral senses, it can vote itself right out of democracy. When Pilate asked, "Whom shall I release?" he was holding a fair democratic election. He was assuming that the vote meant the right to choose between innocence and guilt, goodness and evil, right and wrong. In answer to Pilate's question, the masses thundered back, "Barabbas, give us Barabbas. Away with this man. Give us Barabbas." Pilate could hardly believe his ears. Barabbas could hardly believe his ears either. Was he about to be a free man? The majority is not always right. Majority is right in the field of relative, but not in the absolute. Majority is a legitimate test so long as voting is based on conscience and not on propaganda. Right is still right if nobody is right, and wrong is still wrong if everybody is wrong. Barabbas was freed because of Christ, which was a symbol that through his death, men would be made free. The Savior should suffer and the sinner go free. The book of Exodus has proclaimed that the sinner was to be redeemed with a lamb, but the lamb could not be redeemed. The Savior could not be released, but the sinner could. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.